The following program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Media Group.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. This is Late Night Live in the afternoon. I'm going backwards in time there. As most of you know, that we do have a late program, 10 o'clock until midnight on Sunday nights. But this is Live with Pastor Al, 1:30 until 2 o'clock on Friday. So I just went into late night mode there when I was getting started here today. But good to be with you today. What a nice, beautiful, I guess we call this late spring now since it's into the end of May here. I guess it would be a late spring, not quite summer yet, but a nice, beautiful late spring day out there. A little breeze, a nice temperature, humidity's down, and birds are chirping, and the sun partly cloudy. Well, looks a little clearer now, I think, than when I first got here, but just enjoyable out there today. And of course, Memorial Day weekend coming up. And I hope you have plans to do something on Memorial Day, remembering those that gave their all, that we can have the freedoms to enjoy doing what we do. I mean, it's not just about picnics and getting together. It's much more than that. But we remember those that sacrificed their lives so that we have the freedom to do that. And not just the freedom to have a picnic, but the freedom to be able to do something like what we're doing right now on the radio, freedom to attend the church of your choice, and the freedom to write about these things. And that brings up our special guest that we have today when we talk about freedoms and Memorial Day and being able to write about things that we remember and things that we would like to communicate. I have Henry Thomas Weber on the radio with me today. He's sitting in the studio with me. He's written a short little book that only took him 11 years to write, and it's called Americans We Were. And Tom, welcome to the program today.
Well, thank you, Pastor Al. What an honor and a privilege to be here with you. You're a very good man of God, and we've known each other quite a few years. And anything you hear from Pastor Al, you know it's biblically sound.
Well, I'll pay you later for that. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And in all fairness, we're both from Richfield, Ohio, and I actually grew up kind of around the corner from where Tom lived, and his son, his cousins lived on the other side of our hayfield, and so their little interaction. But he was a few years ahead of me. If you're familiar with the Revere School District, you graduated from Revere when?
1972.
72. Did you go all the way through?
Yes, I did. So, and I started in second grade at Richfield Elementary, and back in the day when we still stood to not only say the Pledge of Allegiance, we also were led in a very nice little prayer asking the Lord to bless us and our day and our studies, and until the Supreme Court stepped in and said that was a no-no.
Well, you know, I graduated in 1978 from Revere, and I went kindergarten through 12th grade there. And when I started in kindergarten, we did the pledge, and we did the pledge all the way through Richfield Elementary School, all the way through 6th grade at the time. And we didn't do the prayer.
No.
And by the time I got there, just a few years behind you, by the time I got there, they had eliminated the prayer. They had eliminated Bible reading. Thankfully, you were still allowed to read a Bible in school, in the school library, both in elementary school and junior high and high school all had Bibles in the libraries. It wasn't until a few years later, I think, that suddenly they decided that the presence of a Bible on the library shelf was somehow forbidden by the First Amendment that was written to give us freedom of religion, yes, somehow it was going to be a detriment.
And what a shameful day for America and our country, because it led us down a path of total generational disconnect, I say.
That, absolutely. And we're living in a day now where you can literally, and I'm not making it up, you literally can have pornographic books. We're not talking about soft porn, but literal, and I'm talking about the words, the illustrations and everything, literal pornographic books in school libraries, but Bibles are still, don't want to have that.
You know, it's one thing if consenting adults are involved in this, that's bad enough, but when we start corrupting the minds of our youth, yeah, we're in big trouble with the Lord, I believe.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And when we think about these things, that's going to lead to your book there. But before we get to that, I just want to make a couple comments here for our listeners. Just to remind you, you can check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, you can listen to past programs. You can also download and look at some articles and different things that I have there, a number of other materials that are there, and I will be getting a link to your book there, We Were or Americans We Were. I don't have that completed yet, but there's also links to our social media sites, and I do have that on our social media sites.
Thank you.
It's a little faster to put it there than it is when you have to redo the web page. And since I'm the one that has to do the web page, it takes time.
those little links go a long way to save trouble.
Yeah, they do. And so with that, let's go ahead and open with a word of prayer, and we'll dive into your book and how it came to be. And hopefully, maybe the Lord will use it in some way to help some people today.
Very good.
So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air. We thank you for giving freedom. And Lord, as we think of Memorial Day weekend, we think of those that sacrificed their lives to preserve our freedom, all the way going back to the beginning of our country to not just preserve our, but to win our freedom so that we can have the right to do the things that we're doing today and the things that we're talking about on the program. Father, we thank you for those that sacrificed, but most of all, we thank you for the one that sacrificed himself, Jesus Christ, that sacrificed himself upon the cross to give us freedom from sin. And we just want to point people to Christ that are searching and encourage believers in their walk with you. And Lord, as we look at this, think about this today in this Memorial Day weekend, and we think about Tom Weber's book here, Americans We Were, and we think about those that went before us, Lord, and just pray that we might learn from their examples, Lord, and it might be a help to encourage us in the day in which we live. And we just thank you again for the opportunity. Bless, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, as I said, we're talking with Henry Thomas Weber, and a author of, as I said, a short book. How many pages is your short
book?
Well,
we had to go to a 7x10 format to get it under 1,000 pages. So with the 7x10 format, we're at 769 pages, including the bibliography and site pages. So,
like I said, a short book, and it just took you a couple weeks to write it, right?
Right. It took me 11 years, folks, and 3 years of historical research into the Bible, my family, and America.
And what is the format of a book? Is it written as a history book, or is it written, how's it written to be able to communicate these things?
Well, my daughter was my editor. She holds a master's degree in English, and she tells me that, she said, I have crossed the threshold of being able to successfully write multi-genre at once. So we'll see how it works out, but God has gifted me, I believe. I don't take the credit for this. I've got the perspiration, but the Lord was with me all the way in my travels. And I've written this book by His grace and for His glory.
Amen. Well, in it, of course, you go back to America's foundings, but even before that, don't you?
Yes, I start the book out, actually, where if you're going to look at the history of America, I think it's important to at least go back to the era of the age of what they call the Age of Enlightenment, that Renaissance period that brought forth mm-hmm. that marvelous Reformation in Germany by Martin Luther. And I think that set the precedent for God moving in the hearts of men. It was shortly thereafter the King James Bible came out. We had a better translation in English. And God was indeed moving. He was going to institute religious freedom like we had never seen before.
Well, and really, when you think about it, the movements and we think about people in England. When I was stationed in England in the Air Force down in the 1980s, I was just outside of Bedford, England. Of course, John Bunyan there,
right.
Who was imprisoned in the Bedford jail, and his crime. He was violating the religious laws of the day. And so during the time that he was in prison, he wrote a fantastic book, Pilgrim's Progress, which really still holds the title for being one of the most widespread English language books outside of the King James Bible.
Oh, absolutely.
And a tremendous book, an allegorical book, where he tried to remind people of Christian values. And and kind of in writing your book, you've done, it's not an allegory, but you've done the same sort of thing, haven't you?
But I think it's important to see that, you know, people, there's sometimes a misconception with allegory, and it's a beautiful thing. It's just like the old English language. Old mm-hmm. English is beautiful. We've lost touch with that, with the art form of what English was at one time. But Bunyan's book is a book where the allegory is the foundation for all of it is truth. It's
right.
biblical
right.
truth.
Yeah.
And so I think that's important. My inspiration comes from the Memorial Day. And years ago, Memorial Day was, my mother reminded me when I was a little boy growing up, we called it Decoration Day.
Right.
It was a day set aside, a solemn day more than we view it today. Mm-hmm. Even though we still go down and people, we have parades and we do this and that, and we have our cookouts and our parties. But folks, this day was set aside to remember the fallen who gave their life so that we could be free. And
right.
we must remember that those freedoms don't begin with men. Our freedom comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a biblical concept that I'm sure Pastor Al would wholeheartedly agree with, and he could probably even tell you better than I.
Well, you're absolutely right, because I too remember my grandmother every year at the end of May, on May the 30th, because it was on the 30th, it wasn't the Monday, so it didn't vary all the time, it was the 30th, and we had to take her to the cemetery because she went to put flowers, because it was Decoration Day. It was a day you remembered,
right?
And especially you remembered those who had died in service. I had a great uncle who had died. Of course, it was would have been, I guess, my grandmother's brother-in-law, but he had been in World War I, and he inhaled mustard gas, and he lived, but he was never the same, you know, from my understanding, things that I heard after, and eventually he died at a younger age than his brothers. But, you know, it was that sacrifice that many people made. And there was a time where we remembered those sacrifices. We remembered
right.
those who went before us. And you try to get that across in your book, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the book, actually, I use a few characters out of my family that actually helped to establish their own transition to the coming into this country out of England. So the book begins in Biddeford, Devonshire, England in 1823 with a little girl, Mary. And she's a great aunt of mine, and it tells about her father, and who was a sailing captain who owned his own ship and was lost at all sea, was lost with all hands at sea at Cape Horn in 1823. And then we go into the story how she and her husband later came to America and settled in Northeast Ohio soon after the canals had opened up. So they were faithful people, and I'm fortunate enough, blessed enough to have a lot of their own personal handwritings and things that they shared over the years with our family, talking about the Methodist circuit riders that came to their house back in Orange Township in 1842 because they had no church yet, and how they helped establish. And then likewise, the other side of my dad's family who had come from Germany and helped begin the first Lutheran church in what is now present-day Garfield Heights. So we have I'm not going to say that all my family was Christians. I don't think anybody could hardly make that claim.
Right.
But I think that some families do follow in that heritage, and I think God does promise a blessing to those people that raise their kids in the love and knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Well, and you know, that's one of the things that, that God instructed Moses to remember to when they were delivered from Egypt. They sang a song that celebrated their delivery, that God delivered them and gave them their freedom. And then, of course, Joshua later was given instruction to tell the fathers to teach their children and not just to teach them their heritage and teach them God's law, but to actually write it down and to put it on the gates and on the doorposts and on their to wear it. They had the what they called the phylacteries, and they would tie it onto their back of their hand, I think it was the right hand, and also on their forehead, and it would have a little scripture in it. It was to remind them wherever they went to have the scripture, the word of God with them. And then, of course, I was going to say in the psalmist, the word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path.
Exactly,
and
right.
And then, of course, in the New Testament, you know, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not, what?
Sin against thee. Right. And the Bible is a book of remembrance. It's a historical book. It's a book of remembrance. It's also a book of destiny. And I've tried to incorporate this theme and this idea in my book. So we're looking at history as it should not be revised, as history as it stands.
Right.
And that how I believe, and I will tell you in the book how I believe our founding fathers, and I'm talking the greater majority of them, folks. I'm talking very few who may have been deists, but the great majority of them, I believe, were led by the Holy Spirit of God. I believe that God moved upon the hearts of men to cause that this righteous revolution. We have to remember, France did not have a righteous revolution.
No,
only America's had a righteous revolution, because only American revolution, I believe, was inspired by God.
Well, and it was also led largely by what was referred to as the Black-Robed Regiment.
Absolutely.
Which was a reference to the early colonial pastors and the black robe that they would wear when they would go into the pulpit, many of them.
Right.
And so as a consequence, this is the beginning. You had mentioned something earlier about rights coming from God and the Declaration of Independence. In the very first paragraph, it references God, the laws of nature and nature's God. And that's talking about the powers that we have, that the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. But then the rights that we have, and you had mentioned the rights coming from God, says we hold these truths to be self-evident in the second paragraph, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
And these are the rights that come from God. They did not get together and vote and say, you know, what rights do you think that we ought to give people here?
Right. Well, here's the interesting thing, too. When we read that, happiness is not guaranteed. We have the right to pursue happiness.
That's right. It says pursuit of happiness.
So there's this idea of equity, and everybody has an equal pot to everything, and if they don't, the government, we the taxpayers, shell it out through the government halls. That's a wrong concept, and that's why our country's in big trouble. That's one of the reasons.
Right.
But I touch on a lot of things in the book, but I'll tell you, I did tell you about this generational disconnect, which I believe occurred somewhere in the years between 1959 and 1963, and it definitely made itself well known after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. This country went on a path that was totally starting to move away from God.
Well, and you do see that in the 60s, and like I said, you're just a couple of years older, a few years older than me, so you can remember the earlier 60s better than me. I was born in 1960, so you were. Yeah, so
I won't hold that against you.
I came to awareness during that time frame, but you know, I remember growing up. You know, it was the hippies,
and it was.
What were they doing? They were challenging.
They were rebelling.
Everything, rebelling and challenging everything that was held to be right.
Well, that's an interesting thing that you brought up, because if you think about freedom, freedom is not the right to do whatever we willy-nilly choose to do. God gave us our freedom to walk in conjunction with his laws, okay? Therein is freedom when we obey the Lord, because God knows what's best for our life. Man doesn't.
Right.
We only can prove that our governments, that we fail at them. That's all we've been able to prove with our government, is that we're good at failing at it.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at the nation of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, God gave them a law. And he gave them the ability to read and understand that law. I've mentioned before, you know, in Egypt, in order to read, you had to memorize thousands and thousands of hieroglyphics.
Oh, absolutely.
And so very few people knew how to read and write. But the uniqueness of the Hebrew language when Moses led the children out of Egypt is 22 characters, and you could read and write anything you want. Yep. And, of course, our alphabet is derived from that, too.
26.
Yeah, we got a few more characters. Yep. But with those 26 characters, you've assembled a book.
I have.
That communicates an incredible amount of truth and principles and things that need to be remembered. I can't imagine if you had to do that in hieroglyphics.
Absolutely. And, you know, I cover, like I said, we start in Europe with the Reformation and the, mm-hmm. and the Age of Enlightenment, because this did influence ideas. Changes that were coming. And then the pilgrims came. God brought the pilgrims to establish. Why did they come? Because they had left England. They had gone over to, what was it, Holland or to live for a while. Mm-hmm. And they were not happy. They were being restricted in what they wanted to believe. You had to remember that England at that time had organized religion.
Right.
They did not want to follow the edicts of the national church. Okay, so this is important to see later in the American Revolution that mm-hmm. our founding fathers... with that inclusion of separation of church and state, they were thinking back to the days of the pilgrims.
Right. When you went back to when they brought the Constitution in, you know, the dissenting churches in the early days of our nation, which would have been largely the Baptists, the Quakers,
right.
They were concerned that we might have a state religion, and they would, non-state churches then would be on the out.
So yeah, and we have to remember that preposition in there. We have the freedom of religion, not the freedom from religion.
Right, the freedom of religion. Hey, Tom, we're getting short on time here. Somebody's interested in finding your book. What's the best way to do it?
Well, there are links. I don't have them presently, but you can. The best way is just to go to either Amazon. And Google their book selection, or Barnes & Noble. The books are available as a paperback and also as a digital.
Yeah, I think you're a little far from your mic on that.
The books are available as both a paperback and a digital at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and you can do the search. The book is Americans We Were. I am Henry Thomas Weber, and you should have no trouble finding it. If you do see there were two sites, there was a glitch at Amazon, disregard the one that says that the book is either sold out or out of print. That was a glitch. It's coming down, so the actual site is there. Check it out.
I had looked at it earlier today, and I think the one that has the glitch says Americans We Were, and then it says a colon and then a memoir or something like that.
Yeah, there was a glitch at the title at the website, so there was no problem with the book itself. So it was just a glitch, so do that search and check the book out. If you're a freedom-loving American as I, if you're God-fearing, and you life to you is more than just things, and family, you value family and virtue in life, check out my book.
Well, and with Memorial Day coming up, I think this is really a great time to be talking about this book. And as we remember those that sacrificed,
absolutely,
that we can have freedom today, you know, I'm looking forward. I don't have it yet. I was going to order it, but it's just not here yet. I'm looking forward to getting it myself. But you can get it as a Kindle, I've noticed, on Amazon.
Kindle or Nook at Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, so if you want to read it right away, if you're looking for something to read on a long Memorial Day weekend,
right,
they could get it right away.
Absolutely.
So, and again, Tom, I want to thank you. We've had Henry Thomas Weber, author of Americans We Were, on the program with us today, and I'll have some of those links on my stuff as well on how you can find his book. Tom, I wish you all the success. Pray that God will use this book, and thank you for the work you put
thank
in.
Thank you, and God bless everyone out there. Happy Memorial Day.
Yes, and do remind you, Memorial Day weekend, or as we said before, Decoration Day. Decoration Day. Get out and remember. I know in Richfield, they go out and put flags on the cemetery, all the soldiers, all the veterans, and special notation, I think, on some of them that died in service. But thanks again, Tom.
Thank you.
And God bless. And everybody have a blessed Memorial Day weekend. And thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.